The remedy for jealousy is thankfulness to God.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Allison Keita. Allison writes, I gladly agreed to babysit my grandkids while their parents went out for the evening. After hugs, I asked the boys what they did over the weekend. Both had separate adventures. Bridger, age 3, recounted breathlessly how he got to stay overnight with his aunt and uncle, and he had ice cream and rode a carousel and watched a movie. Next, it was 5-year-old Samuel's turn. When asked what he did, he said, camping. Did you have fun? I asked. Not so much, he answered forlornly. Samuel experienced the age-old feeling of jealousy. He forgot how much fun he had camping with his dad when he heard his brother excitedly tell about his weekend. All of us can fall prey to jealousy. King Saul gave in to the green-eyed monster of jealousy when the praise David received exceeded his. 1 Samuel 18:7 says, Saul has killed his thousands, and David his tens of thousands. Saul was outraged, and from that time on kept a jealous eye on David. He was so incensed he tried to kill David. The comparison game is foolish and self-destructive. Someone will always have something we don't or enjoy experiences different from ours. But God has already given us many blessings, including both life on this earth and the promise of eternal life to all who believe. Depending on His help and focusing on Him in thankfulness can help us to overcome jealousy.
Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 5 through 15. Whatever mission Saul sent him on, David was so successful that Saul gave him a high rank in the army. This pleased all the troops, and Saul's officers as well. When the men were returning home after David had killed the Philistine, the women came out from all the towns of Israel to meet King Saul with singing and dancing, with joyful songs and with timbrels and lyres. As they danced, they sang, Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands. Saul was very angry. This refrain displeased him greatly. They have credited David with tens of thousands, he thought, but me with only thousands. What more can he get but the kingdom? And from that time on, Saul kept a close eye on David. The next day, an evil spirit from God came forcefully on Saul. He was prophesying in his house while David was playing the lyre as he usually did. Saul had a spear in his hand, and he hurled it, saying to himself, I'll pin David to the wall. But David eluded him twice. Saul was afraid of David, because the Lord was with David, but had departed from Saul. So he sent David away from him and gave him command over 1,000 men. And David led the troops in their campaigns. In everything he did, he had great success because the Lord was with him. When Saul saw how successful he was afraid of him. That's today's scripture reading from 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 5 through 15.
And now let's pray together. Lord, you have given us life and the promise of eternal life if we trust in you as our Savior. For that and so many other blessings, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.